Coach, congratulations on the victory. Short turnaround after the tournament on Saturday facing Lakin Bronx and getting the victory leading wire to wire. What was your overall thoughts on tonight's ball game?
I thought we played pretty solid. You know, we didn't shoot the ball real well from the outside in that first half, but I don't know if we've ever shot the ball very well on that rim down there. You know, this is probably about the fourth or fifth time that I've, you know, coached a team down here, going every other year, of course. And I don't know if we've ever shot very well on that. I guess that'd be the east side. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think actually it's the west.
West. I got turned around when I get in here, but
it's easy to.
Well, whatever basket it is, that's not a very good basket for, you know, Beaver Blues. So I'm glad the substate's not here. But you know, we shared the ball. You know, didn't have a whole lot of turnovers early in that fourth quarter. We had a rash of them, you know, real quick. But you know, we did okay.
And I thought it was pretty good there. Your defense, once again, on Dalton Schauberg, the 6'4 senior, coming in averaging 11 points, and he doesn't score till about 3 minutes to go in the game.
Well, Dalton's a nice kid. I mean, he played with Drew and Brett and Trey down in Wichita last summer, and, you know, they know him pretty well from baseball, of course, also. And, you know, they like him. So, I mean, you know, I know they wanted to play well, you know, not just, you know, tonight, but also, you know, with Dalton, just, you know, kind of for bragging rights. You know, he's a good player. I mean, it's you know, a little thin, but, you know, he has a nice shot. He does a lot of good things well, you know, for him.
Once again, Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game show. And how about the play by Joey Meyer and Drew Kine in that first half, combined for around 24 points? And your free throws tonight, really good. I think you only missed one or two the whole night.
That's good. I mean, that's two games in a row we've shot the ball well from the free throw line, and I'll knock on wood or something close to it. But, you know, free throws are always big in the close games, and, you know, we didn't shoot them very well. And, you know, one of the games down in, Dodge, we shot them pretty well that last game. You know, it was nice to see Anthony knock down a couple of shots because he's been struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, Brett didn't score, but I think we had him down for 12 assists, 11 or 12 assists. And, you know, I mean, he can do some things for us where he doesn't have to, you know, have the points in the scoring column. And, you know, it's good to see, you know, a couple of the other kids get out there and play well tonight. Brenner did some good things.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trey got a chance to go out there and got in foul trouble early, but, you know, played a little bit better in the second half.
Well, speaking of the reserves, opportunity to get some reserves in there. Colin Ratzlaff got a couple of free throws there, and also Brett Meyer did some nice things as well, and you mentioned Braden Strine. And how big is that going on through the season to build some of that depth up on the bench a little bit?
Well, Brett Meyer played real well in the JV game. I think he had about 25 points in the JV game is what they said, and, you know, maybe one of the only guys that scored a whole lot of points down there. But, you know, he played well, and, you know, we didn't play very well as a team in the second half, and they kind of got their lunch handed to them. But, you know, Brett did shoot the ball well for us. And, you know, he's, you know, in the future, you know, you look at, he's going to be probably 6'3.5", 6'4" guard next year, and, you know, nice touch and passes the ball well. And, you know, I thought he played pretty well down at Dodge, you know, in the minutes that he played.
Well, you look ahead to Friday night, you return home and face Liberal Redskins. They're struggling a little bit this year, of course, Drew Groover, still their coach there at Liberal, and what are you looking to do the next couple of days to get ready for the Redskins?
Tomorrow, we'd really like our JV and our second five or six off, you know, the varsity to get after it and practice against each other. The first five, we may have them, you know, go until about five and then kind of get them an early day tomorrow and come back and work them real hard on Thursday. But, you know, the other guys, you know, with the tournament last week, they didn't get to play very much on Thursday and Friday, you know, as far as the lack of practice time. So, you know, it kind of looked that way. Our freshman C team, they got beat by, I think, three or four tonight and had the lead all the way until about the last 20 seconds. So, you know, we need to get those guys on the floor. And, you know, there's a difference between our JV and our freshman, you know, a physical difference where, you know, the JV, they need to go get pushed around by the next group, which isn't, you know, the starting five, but the next five. So, you know, we need to get after in practice tomorrow real quick.
Well, congratulations on the victory tonight and win number 450 of your career. And thanks for joining us, Coach. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks a lot.